I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Summertime means flowers. Flowers means bumblebees. And these insects play a huge role in our natural environment and in Idaho's agricultural industry. How much do we really know about bumblebees? How are they doing in Idaho? Here to answer these questions is a man with a very long title, Armando Falcon, assistant professor in the Department of Entomology, Plant Pathology, and Nematology at the University of Idaho's Parma Research and Extension Center. Hi, Armando, and welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you, Anna, for having me.
Let's start very basic. What is a bumblebee? How is a bumblebee different from a wasp or a hornet?
Well, a bumblebee is a type of bee and is different from wasps in several aspects. But the main one is that they are semi-social and they are vegetarians. They just collect pollen and nectar from flowers.
You do a lot of studying of bumblebees and other insects. What got you into bees?
Well, it's a long story, but I started studying bees in Baja California in Mexico. So I studied the bees within the oases and deserts. So the big question there was like, what are these island-like environments doing to the native bees? Is this any better for them? So are these resources critical for bees? And what about the deserts? So I started there in 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and it got me there. I fell in love when I started studying bees, and yeah.
Well, and bees, I think people don't think about them much, but these are very critical to the environment and to Idaho's agriculture. How crucial are they to our ecosystems?
Absolutely. So one of the things I usually say when I start my talks about bees is that I try to make people aware of how many bees we have. So there are over 20,000 bee species worldwide. Mm. And we usually think of one bee, like the honeybees or bumblebees. They're like very iconic bees, but we have way more than that. In Idaho, we have something close to 710 bee species. And we have 27 bumblebee species. So there are many, many of them around. They love these desert-like habitats. And of course, they play a huge role in agriculture since they pollinate several crops. So in Idaho, it's not the exception at all.
27 kinds of just bumblebees in Idaho? That's incredible. That's amazing. I had no idea there's so many.
Absolutely. So they also have different distributional patterns. That means they can occur. Certain species can be within a smaller area, and they'll be more specialized in certain flowers compared to other bumblebees that are more like widespread. Let's say in southern Idaho or throughout Idaho or the Pacific Northwest. But yeah, we have, that was kind of surprising for me too. Before coming here, was in Kentucky. And when I saw this huge diversity, it was like, wow, that's amazing.
We're speaking with Armando Falcon, assistant professor at the University of Idaho's Parma Research and Extension Center, about the state of bumblebees in Idaho. You're going to be talking about bees July 17th in Garden City, a lot about bumblebees and how they're doing and how we can help them. And we've got a couple minutes left. What can we do to help bumblebees as just regular people who aren't growing, you know, thousands of acres of crops?
Oh, yeah. That's a great talk. Actually, I show people, you know, the different resources, the flower resources, what are the best options for this area and what not to do. So in terms of flowering and flowers, I specifically, you know, recommend what is best for this area. But I also, suggest some of the to practices or good practices for nesting, so we can offer habitat for bumblebees as well. And I also, go further a little bit and mention about the resources out there to identify bumblebees and how to attract bumblebees to your houses. So yeah, planting specific flowers or some native plants also can encourage the bumblebee populations. So that's something we enjoy doing during our talk.
Well, that's great. I think it's important because it's not just, plant a flower and hope the bumblebee shows up. I mean, you got to get a little more specific than that, right?
There are lots of misconceptions about planting flowers, and that's something that I consider critical. Those are some of the take-home messages, actually, during the talk. But yeah, that's important.
Wow. How are bees doing in Idaho? We hear about die-offs of bees and a lot of the things that affect them. Are they doing okay?
Well, there are no current assessments or analysis saying we are losing our bees, but there are certainly some predictions or thoughts about it, because we have a lot of agricultural production and we are not sure what's that doing to our bees. So the the efforts are usually first to try to understand what is the bee community that we have. So if we think about the habitat requirements and water, plants, and nesting areas, if we think about that, that's certainly concerning. So we should be thinking about what's best for our bees. It is hard to say what's specifically the numbers, for how many bees we're losing, but like I said before, some bumblebees, for example, have very limited distribution. And if we don't consider that, we could certainly lose some species.
We've been speaking with Armando Falcon, assistant professor at the University of Idaho's Parmer Research and Extension Center, about the state of bumblebees in Idaho. He'll be talking about bees July 17th in Garden City. We'll put a link to that talk on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Armando, thank you so much, and good luck with the talk.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.